And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so nice to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and joining me is Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines. What a delight to
morning,
have the band together.
Good morning.
The boys are in town.
We are, and we're ready to give you an hour of power of lots of information, jam-packed.
Or drive you mad, one or the other.
Both are good. It's okay. Good to be here. I love it. I tell you, the first thing that we're talking about this morning, GQ Hinesy, I'm so passionate about this. We're talking about volunteering.
Mm.
Now, over 5 million of us put our hand up to volunteer each year, including the three of us here in this studio. Mm. And Gerald, as far as belonging to a community goes, it brings so many benefits, doesn't it?
Well, as we speak, as we're chatting, there are probably people heading off to do in a volunteer capacity for their local sporting team, perhaps for a friend, for something, doing something for someone to make their life better and also the recipient's life more complete. Agree, Hinesy?
Yeah, what I love it is this twofold approach where you're helping others, but when you give yourself this sense of purpose, you are filled with joy, because we can't move forward with life being genuinely happy unless we have a purpose.
Mm.
And if we can help others and volunteer by doing that, that purpose fires up your soul.
Sure.
I mean, there is science to show that actually it contributes to your mental health. Like people who experience depression, one of the recommendations often is go and volunteer somewhere.
Yes.
It can be really hard to push yourself, but you'll find that it, you know, you reap so many benefits.
Yes. Well, I know a lady who is close to us here who's volunteering at lunchtime today as the first aid officer for her daughter's football team.
Are you talking about me? Honestly, Gerald, it's the greatest stress of my life to be the first aid officer for my daughter's footy team.
But it's still
terrified.
Volunteering. Yeah, I know. But you're doing your bit, aren't you? Because if you didn't and no one volunteered, then that team
would
not
be... Well, you can't field a team.
Exactly right.
And a lot of people at this time of year feel really stuck because it's cold outside and they end up sitting on their screens all day, scrolling mindlessly.
Mm.
If you've got something that you've committed to, that you're volunteering for, it actually forces you off your butt, out the door, and you go, oh, you know what? That was a great day.
Sure.
Oh, but also social connection and feeling like you're a part of something. It's so great. So we are going to be joined by Mark Pierce, the CEO of Volunteering Australia. He himself is a volunteer. We'll find out about the merits of this, not just for the people receiving the service provided, but for the givers as well. And also, if you're interested in volunteering somewhere, don't know where to start, we'll find the right place to volunteer for you. Plus today, we're talking about two very irritating conditions, which often, you know, would be dismissed as minor, but really can affect the quality of your life. One being hives and that itchy, nasty skin that comes with it. Rahul Joshi, a medical affairs manager, will tell us what symptoms to watch for and how to relieve them. And Gerald, you're going to give us an explainer on dry eye, which again sounds kind of minor, but it's not at all.
It's one of the most exciting topics that we've done for...
I hardly slept last night, GQ.
So facetious, aren't you, sometimes? Yes, we misunderstand dry eye because so many people present in a pharmacy with dry eye symptoms, but the problem they have is their eyes are watering, and it's very hard to explain to people the reason your eyes are watering is because they're dry. So we'll talk about that.
Also, give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you might have to support your health, whether it's what to eat. Hinesy is here to help with that, a supplement to take, how to ease a symptom. Maybe you need to get your body moving, you don't know
if
how.
If you need some motivation.
That's right. Give us a call, 131 873. Next up, the incredibly rewarding benefits of volunteering and being part of a community.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131 873 is our number. Give us a call with any questions for your health. Plus, we're about to talk volunteering. So maybe give us a call and tell us, do you volunteer? Whereabouts do you do this? And what does it bring you? Because we know we talk about connection being crucial to our well-being, and one great way of connecting, of course, with our community is by volunteering. So joining us on the line is Mark Pierce, who is the CEO of Volunteering Australia. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, do we have a culture of volunteering in Australia? How common is it?
we do have a culture of volunteering in Australia, and, you know, when I talk about volunteering in the long run, I guess I speak to the fact that this thing that we call volunteering, this community participation, and whilst we have institutional structures and a whole lot of regulation and support for it, it's been taking place on this continent for over 60,000 years. We do it in a different way, and as I say, there are lots of institutional structures. But when we look at the numbers, we see that there is a strong culture of volunteering in Australia. More than 5 million Australians volunteer their time through organisations and into community each and every year. And in addition to that, around about 6.5 million people volunteer what we term informally, outside of organisations, but still well and truly within community and doing the things that are important to them.
There's some incredibly incredible numbers there, Mark. Can you tell us, though, how good is volunteering for our mental health?
Well, it's really interesting. When we look at what volunteering provides, of course, communities benefit extraordinarily from volunteering. Every part of community life involves volunteers in some way. And the thing that we oftentimes forget is the profound benefits which accrue to volunteers themselves. And when we think about, if we go back to the pandemic, I mean, we're still dealing with COVID, but at the worst times of the pandemic, when shutdowns were at their most severe, two in every three volunteers stopped volunteering. The research that we did with the Australian National University found that for those people who were able to continue to volunteer, their mental health outcomes were far better than those who had to stop. And in some research which was released just recently, it showed that for younger people, people sort of aged up to 15, 17, who engage in volunteering, their rates of mental health, negative mental health, particularly depression, is reduced by about 30%.
Mark, if we drill down on Mark Pierce, CEO of Volunteering Australia, what at that initial point, why did you decide I need to become a volunteer? What was the all that suddenly bright light that said, this is what I need to do?
I think for me, as it is for many people, volunteering is a way to connect our aspirations for tomorrow and all of the tomorrows to come to better outcomes, to actually making those things land. So for me, it sat around a love of animals. So I'm on the board of Animals Australia, and that opportunity to, rather than sit there feeling helpless about those negative things which are taking place in the community. For me, it was animals. Equally, I was involved in the development of the first school for kids with autism in Queensland. Again, rather than sitting there and feeling helpless and wondering why things weren't being done about these important issues, I put my hand up and I volunteered and I got involved. And we know that for a lot of people, around about 70% of volunteers say they do it for personal satisfaction and to do something meaningful in community. Attaching aspiration to meaningful action and being able to change the world for a better tomorrow was part of my motivation, and it's the motivation for a lot of people.
Well done.
Mark, we know how good it is for others. We know how good it is for ourselves, our mental health. But we use that term, Australia's invisible workforce. There are so many organisations that simply wouldn't exist without volunteers. How important is it? It's the backbone, really, isn't it?
It really is the backbone, and we like to talk about it as being the invisible workforce in Australia. There are around about 13.8 million people in Australia who are paid, so paid employees, but the workforce is much bigger than that. As I mentioned, 5 million Australians volunteer through organisations and an additional 6.5 million volunteer outside of that. The workforce is much larger, and if we take charities on their own and just charities employ around about 1.3 million Australians, about 10% of that, the national paid workforce. But those jobs, a lot of those jobs wouldn't exist if it wasn't for volunteers. Volunteers provide an essential support for paid employment, but also enable organisations to be able to deliver on their mission and build maintain and ensure that the communities throughout the country thrive. Volunteers are an essential part of our workforce, and it's something that's not oftentimes considered, but it needs to be considered as we move forward.
Mark, we talk about it being a connection to community. What if you're wanting to volunteer, but you don't know where to begin, and particularly if you have a bit of social anxiety? So for you, it's not that easy to force yourself into sort of a new environment.
We know that there are lots and lots of ways of getting involved in volunteering. And I always suggest to people, in the first instance, think about those things which you're passionate about, those things that you want to change, the things that you want to be involved in. And if it's easy for you to walk up and chat to people, then have a look around your community and look at the organisations which are involved there. If that's not as easy for you, jump online, go to Go Volunteer, or go to Seek Volunteer, and you will find a veritable plethora of opportunities to volunteer, things which make sense to you in ways that you want to allocate your time, and maybe you want to do it from home, and maybe you want to use a computer, or maybe you want to get out into community. There are lots and lots of opportunities to volunteer, and Go Volunteer and Seek Volunteer are a great place to start to look for those. Alternatively, just look around your community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Actually, Mark, we have someone on the line here who has a question that maybe you might be able to help with. Hi there, Peter in Annandale. Hello.
Good morning. Look, I'd love to volunteer in a particular way, but I don't know if you're allowed to do it, and that is I love playing card games, board games, any games, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice for people in aged care homes and nursing homes who don't get a lot of visitors or just don't get that opportunity to play games like that, and someone could pop in and I enjoy it as well. I just don't know if it's possible to do it. That's all.
Is that an area of volunteering, Mark?
It really is. We see that, especially in aged care, for example, that non-clinical care, it's so important to people who live in aged care facilities. The human connection and the opportunity to do things which are enjoyable and engaging, those couple of examples are wonderful examples of things which can be done and are done in aged care facilities. And my recommendation is, again, have a look around your community. If there are aged care facilities, go and have a chat with them. Alternatively, on Seek, Vol and Go Volunteer, you'll find opportunities, especially within aged care and elsewhere, to engage in those non-clinical care type of activities. And they make such a difference to people's lives.
Okay. Yes, I love it. It's amazing. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Mark.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
And the website is govolunteer.com.au if you want to find the volunteering that is right for you. Hi there, Judy in Watsonia.
Hello.
Good morning, Judy.
You've been a volunteer?
Good morning. Yes, I've been a volunteer since I'm now 65 years of age, and I've been volunteering since I was 13. I started off as volunteering for the YMCA in Heidelberg in Melbourne as a leader there, helping run the holiday programs, and did that all the way through my teens. And then later on, I've also volunteered for Meals on Wheels. I've also volunteered for the CFA during my time, and presently I'm volunteering at a local primary school.
Well done.
Helping the librarian.
And I bet you've made lifelong friends because of that.
Oh, definitely. And the benefits you get back are just tenfold. At the moment I'm working with primary school children. I have grey hair, so I'm like the grandma. and it's just lovely. Yes, they come up and they treat you just like their grandma. It's very rewarding.
Well done,
That's wonderful. Well done. I love it. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
131 873. Do keep your calls coming with any questions for your health. We'll get to those calls next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Don't let hives hold you back. Try Telfast 180 milligram or oral liquid from Chemist Warehouse for fast-acting non-drowsy relief that reduces the symptoms of hives. And for hives relief for kids over 6 months, try Telfast Oral Liquid. Telfast 180 milligram or oral liquid available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get NovaTears at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Joe Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We were just talking about the importance of connection. And, of course, we know the impact of loneliness on mental health. So there's a great story on houseofwellness.com.au today on how to make friends as an adult. I love this because it is not necessarily easy for everyone.
There's a stat that says that social networks have been steadily shrinking over the last 35 years, with recent reports revealing as many as one in two Australians now feel lonely. Social isolation is actually listed as a health risk. Mm. People die of social isolation because their risk of developing chronic disease rises exponentially the more lonely you feel and the more lonely you become.
And you're less likely to exercise, all to move your body if you haven't got connection with someone, friends to do that with.
Mm. And as we get older, we get into our routines and we know what we like about our day. And I get into the habit of sometimes being a little bit restricting on that and saying no if I feel like I might be nervous or anxious in a new situation. But I can tell you when I say yes and when I'm open to new opportunities and experiences, I absolutely walk away going, I am so glad I did that.
But what I love about this article is, to assume it's easy to make friends as an adult, I think is unfair.
Yes,
I think a lot of people do find it difficult. Mm-hmm. So it's got some great tips. Mm-hmm. One of my favourites is you've got to allow time. Don't expect it to happen really quickly. You know, it takes more than 200 hours to form a close friendship.
If it takes 50 hours to turn an acquaintance into a casual mate and more than 200 hours to form a close relationship, I pose this question, Joe Stanley. Mm-hmm. How long did you know Dazzler for before you said, let's get married? How many hours is that?
About 20. About 20 hours.
20 minutes.
No, but I think it's really, it's a nice reminder, just put the time in.
Mm. You've got to work at it. From a lot of people, it doesn't come naturally that you just start to build a relationship, but to even just say, g'day.
Yeah, and try to use technology for good in a way that it might help you cultivate new friendships, but don't stay on technology. Take it to that next step and make sure that you do meet up in real life because it makes a difference when it's real.
Mm. One of my other favourite tips is asking questions and listening.
Oh, that's innovative.
Listening. What do you mean?
Actually, taking time to take an interest in someone else, I think that's really, sometimes we forget to do that.
We do. But there's probably people you've met who have been intense listeners. My favourite is Marcus Blackmore. He focuses on you as if you are the only person in the room.
I've got a question for you guys. Mm. When you meet someone for the first time, have you got like a go-to hack for making sure you remember their name? Because my toxic trait is having the best intentions to know their name and then walking away going, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Jane, Julie.
Yeah.
Jess?
Friend.
Juliet.
Friend. Good to see you, love.
Hey, lovely. Do you have a trick that you can share with me? Because I think it's so important to have that connection too.
Yeah, I have to say I'm not great at it. But I just try to say it back to them as I have said it. I don't know. Do you have a trick, Gerald?
Well, being one-on-one's harder, but being in a group is easier because you can be sneaky and ask someone else in the group, can I have those details?
Yeah.
But you've just got to make sure it's not awkward and not a bit creepy. There's the other aspect as well.
Mm. Anyway, all the best with you as you go about making your friends today. Understand that it takes a bit of time and don't be hard on yourself.
No.
Yeah. Let's get to some calls. Hi, Christy in Huntley's Cove.
Christy, good morning. How can we help?
Hello. Look, I'm 79. I live on my own. On Friday, I had a really bad fall, and it was around the coccyx bone down my lower back, and I had some skin ripped off my leg. I went to the doctor on Friday, and they dressed my legs, and she's giving me some Panamax and codeine. But when I woke up this morning, the pain was even worse than it was when I first did it all day yesterday. Does it get any worse, or was it very hard to get out of bed?
Well, and probably, Christy, because you've been asleep all night and not moving all that much, you've stiffened up. Look, I think you need to unexpected falls can hide a lot of things. You could easily have a small fracture. So you need to go back to your GP, mention that you felt really uncomfortable today, but if you are able to get someone to go to the pharmacy for you, get hold of some arnica and load on up on that across the day. It will treat the bruising, the swelling and the, any bleeding that's internal there around that area, but it can be very painful and can be sore for a long, long time. And some magnesium before you go to bed at night will help you just help your muscles relax from that sudden shock of having a fall. So, you know, just don't put up with something that's not improving. Go and have it checked again.
Yeah, Christy, and what I love is that you're not only talking to us, but you went and got help. I'm starting to see people in my life having falls. And one thing is that I want you to be brave enough and not proud to keep it to yourself. So call a friend, call a loved one, call a son, a daughter, or someone in your family or friendship group for help or support.
Yep.
Because when you start entering that phase of occasionally having falls, there's sometimes a level of embarrassment or shame. Don't. Reach out for help.
Unexpected fall is a major issue in older. Not that you're old, Christy. 79 that's the new 50. But the fall is the problem.
And I love that advice, Isaac. Mm. That's great as well. 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. Next, relief for hives and itchy skin.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Staring at screens reduces blink rate by about 50%, drying out eyes. There are many other factors that can also cause our eyes to become dry, so turn to preservative-free Novatears to relieve and protect. Novatears eye drops form a layer to stabilise the tear film and protect from evaporation. Novatears available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Melrose at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, I don't think there is anything worse than suffering itchy skin. It's one of the most uncomfortable conditions, particularly if it's coming from hives. Ugh, not great. Mm. So joining us on the line is Rahul Joshi, a medical affairs manager, to answer some of our questions. Good morning. Welcome back to the show, Rahul.
Thanks for inviting me.
So tell us, what are hives and how do we know if we have them?
Okay. Hives are commonly known as urticaria, and they can come on really suddenly without giving any premonitory symptoms. It typically has a rash that consists of smooth, raised welts that is called as veals, and they tend to differ in size and shape. The welts can be small, large, or somewhere in between. Now, typically, if somebody is having an acute attack of urticaria or hives, it can occupy, the welts can occupy as big as a hand as a lesion.
Oh, my goodness.
Ro, can you tell us just how itchy are hives and how long do they last for?
Okay, good question. Hives are very itchy, and it may also be associated with burning and stinging. Hives can last for a variable amount of time. There's no defined sort of a parameter regarding the time, but it usually the eruptions last for a few minutes, sometimes for several hours. And, you know, it also takes several weeks or months to clear up. But none of them really last for more than 24 hours. So the sensation of intense itching and burning and stinging that we mentioned earlier, none of them really last for more than 24 hours.
Rahul, you mentioned urticaria, just useless fact for you too. Urticaria from the Latin word urtica, which means stinging nettle. Rahul, the problem is that the hives we see today are more caused by internal issues, aren't they? People sensitive to eggs or is that the most common presentation we see?
Yes, absolutely. Because, this is the manifestation of what goes inside, which is a biochemical called histamine. So once that is released in the bloodstream, and the trigger for this particular release of histamine could be anything. Some causes are known to the patient, some causes are not known. It's largely because of this release of this biochemical called histamine, and therefore the causes are more internal. It's an internal manifestation on the dermis or on the skin.
Could you talk us through some of the treatment options we've got for hives, please?
Again, depending on the chronicity of the condition, the patient suffering from this may need a consistent, reliable treatment involving, which may involve an antihistamine, but primarily, first and foremost, if the trigger is known that leads to urticaria or symptoms of urticaria, the patient obviously has to avoid those symptoms or getting those triggers away from them.
And what are we looking for in an antihistamine?
Okay. Look, for a second generation antihistamine that can be given from 6 months of age for the management of chronic urticaria, they can be in the form of tablets for adults and palatable liquid syrup format for the kids. But, you know, sometimes the antihistamines just alone, which are obviously available over the counter, may or may not suffice. So it is really pertinent to not waste time. Reach out to your GP or dermatologist if need be to tackle the situation.
I think that's great advice. Don't waste time. We're so much, yeah. You know, we've got to put up with this. No, you don't need to. Thank you so much, Rahul.
Thank you so much.
You have a great Sunday. Let's get to some calls. Francis in Narrabeen, very pertinent topic for you. You've got some skin issues yourself.
Yes, it is very pertinent. Thank you. I have Grover's disease, which is impossible to actually cure. And there are very strong tablets called Zetin, but they make your hair fall out and all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I wondered if there's any kind, like I put cream, soothing cream, antibiotic cream, everything on them. But I wondered if there was a specific antihistamine that could alleviate this, because it is pain that I'm suffering.
Yes, but the issue there with Grover's disease, Francis, is that it's a complex issue, which is almost difficult to treat individually with just an antihistamine. You're probably better looking at a fish oil, omega-3, to reduce inflammation right across the board, and try and work out what triggers are causing an inflammation, a bit of a cascade of inflammation. It could be stress, that's the most common thing. It could be something else that happens. So we're getting back here to, and Heinz, you'll have some suggestions on simple foods, avoid anything processed, anything that's going to be a challenge for your body to digest, because you want to, Grover's disease you're going to live with, but we need to be able to manage it so that your quality of life doesn't change. So go and buy some high-strength EPA DHA fish oil today and take one twice a day. That's when inflammation will settle.
I'm so glad you talked about the fish oil, GQ. We can get really good healthy essential fats also from our diet. We're talking things like avocados, macadamias, and make sure you celebrate good fatty fish. So things like salmon and ocean trout, if you can get that into your week, it makes a huge difference in getting those good omegas into your diet.
Thank you for your call, Francis, and all the best. Next up, Gerald brings an explainer of dry eye.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Don't let hives hold you back. Try Telfast 180 milligrams or oral liquid from Chemist Warehouse for fast-acting, non-drowsy relief that reduces the symptoms of hives. And for hives relief for kids over 6 months, try Telfast oral liquid. Telfast 180 milligram or oral liquid available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's always great to turn to your expertise, Gerald,
Thank you, Jo.
And so today we're asking you about dry eye, which I understand is a condition that apparently is increasing.
About 85% of Australians suffer from dry eye, Jo.
What is dry eye?
It's caused by, there are three reasons our eyes get dry. One is we have evaporation of our tears, which are constantly produced. The other is we have poor function of the little glands that produce tears, the lacrimal glands. So when they don't work properly, that's an issue. And the other issue is you get little blockages in your tear ducts. So you produce the tears, but they actually don't get into the eye, where it's almost like driving a car and having the windscreen wipers going. You're cleaning. And that's what blinking is. So reduce blinking by staring at a screen, which we all do. That, in fact, is one of the precipitating factors.
Who's most likely to suffer from dry eye?
Anybody. Now, Jo and I wearing glasses, so our eyes probably work a little harder than others. Anyone looking at screens, anyone outside, a lot of medications can cause dry eye. Dryness across the board is an issue. When there's inflammation in your body, there's dryness. Dry mouth, dry skin, dry hair, dry eyes.
So how do we know we have dry eye? Because it's not just about like a grittiness, is it?
Oh, that's one of the symptoms. But the common symptom, surprisingly, is you have watery eyes because your eyes are trying to overcompensate, can't cope with the tears. And often when people walk into a pharmacy and say, my eyes are watering all the time, and the answer is, well, it's because you have dry eye, there's a bit of explaining that you've got to do. So the idea is the most common reason is evaporation of tears. So if you can stop your tears, that lipid layer inside the eye, from becoming dried out, your eyes will function efficiently. So that's the main focus.
Does it ever go away?
No. It's a chronic condition. You live with dry eyes. As you get older, your eyes are constantly drying out. We're looking at screens more often these days. The sunshine is bright, so if you're outside, wear sunnies. If you're an allergy sufferer, then itchy eyes will become dry eyes very easily because if you take an antihistamine, that can often bring on dry eye too.
So treatments?
We're stopping evaporation. So we're looking for an eye drop specifically that will stop evaporative dry eye. Fancy name is saying that's just stopping the tears from evaporating. So you get some advice on a preservative-free eye drops specific for where your tears are evaporating at a higher rate than they should. And that's, speak to your pharmacist. They're the experts on these sorts of things.
And don't suffer in silence.
No. Never suffer in silence.
Speak up. Do something.
No one in my life suffers in silence.
And don't
everybody
don't
suffers, Dr. but they're very vocal about it.
Don't Dr. Google either.
No.
Get real help.
Let's get to a call. Hi there, Liz in South Melbourne.
Good morning, Liz.
Hi, everybody. Gerald, I was hoping you could give me some advice, please, for my poor sister. Had shingles for 6 weeks behind her eye.
Oh, dear.
The nerve pain's been unbearable. Now, she's on Lyrica, Tramadol and Panadine Forte on a regular basis around the clock. Mm-hmm. Can you suggest anything to help her just relieve a little bit of this eye pain?
If she has shingles in her eye, Liz, it is going to be an ongoing challenge to keep that under control because that's the perfect venue, the perfect house for the shingles virus to live. So that requires specialist care and should never be ignored. Introduce two things and she'll be able to back off those heavy drugs. The first is lipoic acid. A 400 milligram to 600 milligram capsule twice a day after food from your pharmacy. And the second is high potency turmeric. And those two work in combination to settle the nerve pain that is expressed in shingles. But lipoic acid specifically is for the nerve pain because the thing she's taking are for pain generally. The Lyrica is okay, but it doesn't really work in low doses. And if you have it in high doses, it can interfere with your brain function. So it just needs care. But hopefully she's on the upward trend now.
A lot of shingles around.
A lot of it, yes.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Peter in Ballarat, good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, how are you?
We're well, how can we help?
Good. For the last two and a half weeks, every time I eat, I get this horrible taste in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't taste the food at all.
The parts of our brain that require or that control smell and taste require zinc, Peter. So go and get a zinc capsule from your pharmacy. Take one every day. Maybe carry some gum in your pocket or some mints or something to keep your saliva levels up. And Heinzie, what food-wise to promote saliva? So spicy foods, maybe citrusy foods that we get a production of saliva that Peter could look at?
Yeah, you might want to add some more citrus into your diet. You might be having some avocado and simply add some apple cider vinegar, some lemon juice, some lime juice. Good. A simple squeeze of that will help facilitate that.
Yes, but the zinc capsules, Peter, within 6 weeks or so, you'll find a change.
All the best with that, Peter. We do love all of our callers. Thank you for joining us this morning, and thanks to everybody who has been on the line. If you haven't been able to get through, head along to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab. Gerald is ready and waiting to answer your questions there. houseofwellness.com.au. We'll get to more calls after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Staring at screens reduces blink rate by about 50%, drying out eyes. There are many other factors that can also cause our eyes to become dry, so turn to preservative-free NovaTears to relieve and protect. NovaTears eye drops form a layer to stabilise the tear film and protect from evaporation. NovaTears, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get NovaTears at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, unfortunately, we've run entirely out of time to take any more calls.
We could go on for hours, couldn't we?
We absolutely could. So thank you very much for spending the last hour with us. If you want more House of Wellness too, head along to Channel 7 today, midday. House of Wellness TV is back with a really interesting story from you, Heinzie. We're talking about community. So if you want to take a plate to someone's house, you've got a great suggestion.
I do. My easy-to-make Rocky Road, and it is a crowd pleaser. It's no-bake. Ingredients you've already got in your cupboard. Yum, getting my tum.
I love that. If I rocked up somewhere with a Rocky Road, a dish of Rocky Road cheese, I'd be popular.
Yes, yeah, you would. Yeah. And if Heinzie did, they'd take the Rocky Road and close the door.
Oh,
excuse me.
How mean.
Oh. House of Wellness Plus in News Limited papers today. Always a good read.
It's what's on the cover there? Cozy.
Cozy days ahead. Just looking at winter as a time to just recover and prepare.
That's right. Just batten down the hatches.
Rest.
If you need to.
Listen to your body.
That's it. Yes. It's a hibernating time. Mm. Well, as we always say, thank you for joining us. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au for more information if you're after that. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you all next week. We'll be right back.